All right, we're back here at KRFP Moscow Pullman. It looks like Ice Cream Band just ended their set here at Moscow Renaissance Fair.
Oh my goodness,
Fair
the
outdoors.
Ice Cream Band! Thank
Let's
you
listen
so
to the
much.
MC.
Oh my goodness, I love listening to
this
them.
This is a city council member.
Yeah. Oh, what a great Ren Fair we've been having so far! Wow. I don't want to jinx anything, but the weather, yes, great. The crowds,
cloudy.
Amazing. The food, oh my gosh, I'm full and I want so much more. And our vendors, it's just, so far things are great. And now, I've been sitting back in that info booth and I've been watching y'all. And I love that you were sitting there enjoying the bands and enjoying all of it. But now, y'all need to get up and move. And I have the perfect thing for you. It is the parade. Here's a peace band. You can tell by the sousaphone. And all the other instruments just right over here to my left. Your right. Go jump in line. You need absolutely zero skills to be a part of this.
You should
How
be
often
small.
Does that happen? I mean, really zero skills to join in the parade around East City Park. So please, just be a part of it. You can say, yeah, I was part of Ren Fair. You don't have to tell them what you did, right? March in the parade. Be involved with it. Have a costume, no costume. Maybe you walk well. Maybe you only shuffle. It doesn't matter. Jump on in, join the peace band, be a part of Ren Fair 2024, and keep enjoying yourselves. And then you'll be like, oh, now I can sit down again because you know what? I have exercised. I have walked around the park. I better sit down and rest and watch some more music because we'll have that coming up too after this.
How to have fun
and
with
so
Sandra
then,
Kelly.
Come on back, grab some food, grab a hay bale, and enjoy the rest of the show. And as always, thank you all for being here. Peace band, parade. Right over to my left.
All right, we're going to mute the stage now. We're here at a picnic table looking at the stage. I'm with Zeth here, right?
Hey, that's me. Hi there.
Hey, hi, Zeth.
Nice to see you again.
Yeah, we're going to be hosting a broadcast of the parade because they have bagpipes this year. I think while they're getting ready, though, I do have an interview with the one of the hundreds of craft booths that are here. And you're only allowed to sell things that you make yourself. That's the rules of the Ren Fair. And these people make soaps, and they make various sprays, including a burn spray and a cool-off spray and, I don't know, an itchy spray. Anyway, let's see if this will actually work. Give it a try here.
You ready? Fine.
Okay.
Sure.
We are with who?
Jack Hathaway.
Jack Hathaway, and the name of your booth is?
Hathaway.
Uh-huh. And this is a lot of free smells, and then you're selling soap, but you've got so many flavors. I mean, you probably get people going by all day just smelling things, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of people do, and you know, smells are free. The soaps are all made with olive oil, coconut oil, and palm oil. Everything that we have is made with food-grade and natural ingredients. They're a super hard bar of soap that lasts a long time, won't run down the drain fast and waste your money, but it lathers so well I do use it as my shampoo. It's fantastic soap.
And the smell comes out every time you take a shower or a bath, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, the smell is all the way through the bar.
That's the selling point. And what are people's favorite smells to purchase after they've smelled them all?
Let's see. I would say for guys, it'd be vanilla oak is probably the most popular for guys. We have the huckleberry and lemongrass are also very popular across the board.
Right, right. And you got any, like, experimental ones that maybe no other soap maker has?
Well, I would say that the most unusual smell we have smells exactly like a campfire, and that's birch tar.
I just smelled that, and it was, I was smelling ash, and that was sort of interesting because everything else is so sweet and nice, and right. This is like, yeah, okay, campfire.
Well, that one's very therapeutic for things like eczema, psoriasis, different skin issues, and that's a folk remedy that's been used for those things for quite a many years.
I see. And there is an advantage in the smell, too, a little bit. I mean, I smelled other things besides ash. I guess I smelled a little bit of birch flavor. Next thing, you got burn sprays, buzz-off insect repellent, and chill-out cooling sprays. Tell me a little bit about some of those items.
Okay, so the burn spray is exactly what it says it is. If you burn yourself on the stove or you have a sunburn, excellent for helping can heal that tissue. The core ingredient for that is colloidal silver, and then you also have some additional essential oils in that particular product. The Buzz Off bug repellent is all natural, no DEET, no harmful chemicals, just essential oils, witch hazel, and distilled water.
And it works.
It works very, very well. We've been selling it for over a decade.
Campers and everybody else.
Campers, anybody that doesn't want to get bit.
Okay. And then the chill out cooling spray is more, is that more aroma therapy stuff?
I mean, it smells great, but what I like for me is that it helps keep me not heat sick during the summertime. It actually helps lower your body temperature and actually makes you feel pretty good in pretty hot temperatures.
Yeah, I've been doing that a little bit with essential oils and just a big spray bottle.
Right? But.
Yeah, it looks like some good products. So, thank you very much, Mr. Hathaway. And we're at the Hathaway Soaps in the middle of all the craft booths at Moscow Renaissance Fair. And how's Ren Fair treating you?
Been really, really good so far. Staying dry so far.
Yeah. We got tomorrow ahead of us. All right. Catch
Thank
you later.
You.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that was an interview with Hathaway Soaps. And
I'd be
we'll
curious if
that.
They had anything to do with sunscreen. Have you ever heard any?
Yeah, they didn't have sunscreen there. I looked it over their whole products, and lots of smells, lots of soaps there. I mean, people go by their booth constantly going sniffing.
Yeah. I've started to become suspicious about chemical sunscreens.
Right.
Do you have any thoughts on that?
I don't usually use sunscreen. I guess I'm not out in the sun enough.
Yeah.
So I'm never really worried about that. It's definitely not needed today. It's a cloudy day here at Ren Faire, but they're, you know, probably, I don't know how they count people, because I know they've said in past Renaissance Faire weekends they've had 10,000 people go through the park.
Wow, that's amazing.
And it looks like there's got to be at least 1,000 people in the park today.
Yeah, I'd say. And definitely some tubas. And looks like about 6 bagpipes right now.
Okay. We're going to let you listeners just groove with the parade sounds for a little while. We're going to pan these microphones right and left and catch the vibes here. Actually, let's just turn it that way. Just turn it. And now the peace band. Thank you. figure we'd make.